You're ready for the very best. You're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe.
Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, December 5th, 2025 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Have lots of information for you today. Lots of interviews, lots of good stuff. Kind of a laid-back Friday. Well, can you feel it? Can you feel the freedom? Can you feel this morning that the air is just a little bit easier to breathe, a little bit cleaner, very little wind out there, very little tiny snowflakes, just barely grazing the windshield? It's because nobody's in Lansing. Nobody. It is a complete ghost town. According to all the news stories I checked the agenda, calendars, out of session. We'll be coming back on Tuesday, December 9th, next week. We get an absolute glorious weekend and Monday without any bills being passed, without any committee hearings, without any news stories to cover. We basically can just lay back and enjoy each other's company. Isn't it a wonderful feeling? And the thing of it is, folks, we could have been operating under this mode of operandi. We could have had this feeling for the last 9 months if we could just get Lansing to agree to being a part-time legislature. I've told this story many, many times over the years. Michigan became a state in 1837. 126 years of our state being founded, we operated with a part-time legislature. Did you know that? State House of Representatives, state senators would come to Lansing usually about the first week of January. You know what they were laser focused on? The budget. You know who worked on the budget? Everybody. All state reps, all state senators had their assignments to look at various departments, to work together in committees, to come up with a budget to send to the governor for a signature. Well, back in 1837, the budget wasn't that big. But they had these reps and these senators there, and many of them were business people. So they'd sit down and do the budget, pass a few bills when they weren't working on the budget, and come end of February, maybe the middle of March, they were done. Here's the budget to the governor. Here's a few bills for you to consider signing. And they would adjourn for the year. In 1963, they were getting paid $3,000 a year to be a state rep and a state senator. Well, the lazy governor, Romney, George Romney, wanted to play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club, where he was a member. Held a constitutional convention, and they shifted and changed it from part-time to full-time. 1964, the next year, state reps and state senators were making $12,000 a year. Now they make $72,000. They could have been back home in April. But yet they're still going to be coming to Lansing next week. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of our number one. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He is a candidate for Congress here in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, buddy. Hey, I found a couple of stories from Washington yesterday that I found to be very interesting. And I thought it would be an excellent way for us to have a conversation this morning. The largest number of retirements, I don't know if you followed this story yesterday or not, but 44 congresspeople are retiring and leaving Washington, D.C. because basically they're fed up. And I was looking through the list to see if our current congressman from the 1st Congressional District was one of them, but I didn't see his name. I didn't know if you had an opinion about what's this mass exodus happening in Washington, D.C.
Well, I think first and foremost, there are some people who've been very vocal about their anger towards the lack of efficiency and accountability that's happening in Washington, D.C. currently. Marjorie Taylor Greene comes to mind first and foremost. She came out with a scathing letter and she posted a video discussing her anger for the lack of transparency and movement of Republican policies through Congress. So I think that that's driving some of it. But I think that there's also a deeper perspective that we're not taking into consideration. And that's, you're starting to see more information come to light about the corruption in Washington, D.C. A lot of it has to do with money and how money's being transferred and the wealth that's being gained. And I think that some of those individuals are looking at the writing on the wall and saying, I need to get out of here before it gets serious. And, you know, we've always had this in the back of our mind, a concept that Washington is corrupt or it seems like politicians are fake and they seem to benefit when other people suffer. And when information starts coming to light about some of these, you know, transactions and things that happen, even insider trading allegations in both the House and the Senate, I think that you start to see these people, even Nancy Pelosi, saying, hey, I need to get out of here. I mean, a lot of that stuff came to light, but you're seeing a mass exodus, which is something you've never seen before, and mainly because if you're an incumbent, you have a 97.7% reelection rate. And most of that has to do with the dark money and money in politics and the access to money and the donors. You know, a lot of special interest groups pay for congressmen and senators to be in the positions that they are in. So it isn't surprising to me that some of these individuals are saying it's time to go, mainly because there's a lot of pressure coming from the public now about transparency and about how things are being accounted for in Washington, D.C.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of those particular money sources that I've had a lot of people send me text messages on is the money from this Israeli PAC that goes to a lot
APAC,
of power,
sure.
APAC. And it's one thing that I think people don't even know about. So if you could explain, who is APAC, where is the money coming from, and who is it that they give mostly to, in your opinion?
Well, I do find the AIPAC influence to be very interesting, especially when you're looking at why they're so heavily ingrained in politics. I know that they came out recently with a video. So to explain AIPAC a little bit, AIPAC is the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, and it's essentially labeled as a bipartisan lobby organization in the United States that advocates for pro-Israel policies. The concern that people are having is a lot of our policies with Israel have been one-sided, and people think that that's because of the influence that the AIPAC has on our elected officials. And they're not considered a foreign lobbyist group. They're not registered as a foreign lobbyist group. So, in fact, they're one of the only ones that are pro another country and not labeled as a foreign lobbyist group. So it's brought a lot of concern. And when you start looking at, you can go to a website called AIPAC Tracker, and it allows you to search any representative that receives money to AIPAC or from AIPAC. And it's really interesting to be able to track that number. So you see a lot of individuals that are going out there doing the research, finding out, hey, wait a minute, why is this lobby so heavily influenced in areas maybe where there isn't much of an Israeli population or a Jewish population?
Well, the biggest question that I have, and this is something that I guess I wasn't aware of, and if you know, because I tried to research this and I couldn't find it, but as far as foreign countries, as far as special interest PACs like this, I don't see anywhere near the amount of money that AIPAC puts into our politicians' pockets, re-election campaigns, to the extent that they do. Am I wrong? Is there other, you know, countries, is there other PACs out there for these foreign countries that put as much money into our Congress and our United States representatives, our United States senators, as much as AIPAC does?
No, not even close. So to give you some context, there are over 5 million members of AIPAC in the United States. They have 17 regional offices throughout the country. And when you think about that, I mean, that's a massive scale of people, especially considering the population of Israelis that reside in the United States, or people who are pro-Israel, you know, even the Jewish population. I mean, you're talking 5 million members, and these members are serious donors. There's been people like Matt Gaetz have talked about AIPAC parties where you go in, you wear a name tag, they have a little IR barcode, and people come up to you, and if they like you and they like your stance on Israel, they'll you know, scan your IR code or QR code, and then they'll make a donation directly to your campaign. And you start hearing about those things. And yes, there are many special interest groups that are out there that care about international and foreign policy, but none of them are even close. I mean, you're talking 98% of all members in the House and Senate receive money from AIPAC, and some of them are in the millions of dollars on both sides. They say it's bipartisan, but note this, and I think this is really important to understand. They're very strategic in the committees for which they donate money to. If you're part of the Armed Services Committee, you get access to a lot of AIPAC funding. You know, anything that's pro-Israel or is going to help Israel, they're going to put money into those politicians to make sure that they stay pro-Israel. And then they offer a trip. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but when you get into Congress, you're a junior member of Congress, they will send you to Israel so you can go and you can learn about the Israeli culture and the Jewish culture, which I find to be interesting. Now, there are some people who say, hey, listen, I'm not going to partake in that. It's nice that you want to do that, but I don't want to be beholden to whatever your requirements are as a result of that. And interestingly enough, our current congressman, has taken that trip twice. He took it once when he was a general grade officer, in the military, and then he took it again when he was a junior member of Congress.
Well, now, in the research I was able to find, they put out a kind of like a first quarter donation specifically for all the representatives. And Congressman Jack Bergman, representative of Michigan's 1st Congressional District, this is via opensecrets.org at Track APAC, March 19th, 2025, so almost, 9 months ago, Congressman Jack Bergman had already received $95,504. And this was 9 months ago. What influence could they possibly have, in your opinion, based on the committee assignments that Congressman Bergman sits on?
Well, I think a big one of those is the Armed Services Committee. When you're talking about sending a ton of weaponry to Israel, and again, Israel, they say, is America's biggest ally. I understand their partnership agreements in the Middle East and their strategic location. I have never personally, in my time in combat, seen any Israeli soldiers fighting next to me. I've seen British, I've seen Australian, I've seen the Polish, you know, so I can't validate that from experience, but obviously it's told to us that Israel is our biggest ally. I would like to see more context into how that plays out. But what I will say is, when you sit on these committees, like our current congressman does, you make decisions that can benefit Israel. And that is something that should be considered. When you have the ability to make decisions to send weaponry or to send resources to Israel to support their military, and you have AIPAC supporting you directly through financial benefits, it seems like it's a little bit of cause for concern.
Well, if anything, conflict of interest? I mean, if there's going to be a vote, how can you receive this amount of money? And this, again, Justin, goes all the way back to March. God only knows what the end of the year has yielded or netted Congressman Bergman's campaign account. But isn't it somewhat of a conflict of interest where if a vote came up regarding funding Israel, you'd almost have to recuse yourself? Or is that expecting too much of our congresspeople?
Well, I don't think they look at it that way, and I think that's part of a concern you should have as well. When you take money from special interest groups, regardless of who they are, whether they're pro-foreign investment or pro-foreign policies, if you're taking money from special interest groups and then you vote in favor of those special interest groups, it's kind of alarming. You wouldn't allow that in your judicial system.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right. So it's kind of a double standard. And I know people who are listening in will say, well, it's kind of ignorance, or, you know, everybody does it, so people should do it, or you don't understand the relationship with Israel, or you don't understand the importance of having the ally. There's a lot of rebuttals that you can have to this conversation. I know we're on the radio and we're having a conversation about this candidly, but in simple form, whenever you take money from people, if you're asked to do something that benefits them later, should that be allowed? Because then
absolutely
it looks like you're
not
only taking, yeah, right, you're only taking money for the idea that you will support those positions in the future.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand if you enjoy something like cigars and you know, there's tariffs that are being brought forth on cigars or something, and you're like, you know what, this is going to hurt people that enjoy spending time and relaxation, whatever, you know, and they donate money to you, and, you know, that's something that you indulge in, or groceries, for example, right? But when you're talking about foreign policies or foreign entities or agents that could potentially